This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And it's the year 1354 in France. A remarkable Christian relic is on display for the first time. It's a flaxen burial shroud, roughly 14 by 4 feet, with a faint image of the front and back of a naked man who not only bears an uncanny likeness to Jesus, but displays the same injuries he suffered during his crucifixion as well. It is stunning and creates an uproar across Europe and later the world. It was acquired in 1453 by the House of Savoy, a royal family who ended up ruling Italy until the end of World War II. They displayed the shroud in their family seat of Turin in Italy starting in the 1600s, hence its name, the Shroud of Turin. Now owned by the Catholic Church, who has remained silent on its authenticity, despite bishops and popes weighing in on the matter throughout the centuries, the shroud has been controversial from the beginning. Firstly, its provenance is uncertain. While there are reports that it was moved out of Jerusalem after Christ's death to Antioch, then on to Constantinople, where it makes its public debut, there has so far been no way to verify its early chain of custody. Yet its uncertain origin has not stopped almost 2 millennia of people from venerating it. After all, it is perhaps the most remarkable Christian relic ever to exist. And here's why. We don't know how the image on the shroud was created, and modern scientific attempts to replicate the image have thus far failed. For instance, there are no pigments or anything penetrating the threads of the shroud, as would be the case had it been painted upon. Furthermore, microscopic analysis has shown that the image is not made from paint, pigment, or dye at all, but may in fact be a subtle alteration, as in maybe scorching, of the linen fibers themselves, the result perhaps of an otherworldly resurrecting radiation. But perhaps the most astonishing aspects of the shroud are that its most impressive qualities would only be discovered with modern technology. In 1898, the shroud was found to be a photographic negative. What was for centuries a faint image can now be seen in clear detail due to the reversal of its light and dark values. It was likely impossible to create this type of image before the 1800s, and no other examples exist from any pre-photographic period. Further, and despite a $1 million prize to do so, all modern attempts to replicate the shroud using only materials and tools available from medieval times have failed. And if all this is not enough to convince you that the shroud is at least an unexplained wonder, if not a biological impression of Christ himself, we now know that the image contains encoded three-dimensional data. When analyzed by computer, it produces a three-dimensional relief of a crucified man's body. Traditional paintings and photographs are strictly two-dimensional. They record no spatial depth and cannot generate a relief effect, as their light and shade do not correlate with the real distances from a body's surface. Yet the shroud's image does, revealing anatomical details of the depicted face and body, a phenomenon scientists have not found in any other known painting or photograph. So does the shroud depict Jesus, not simply an astonishing artistic enigma for which we still have no definitive answers or explanation, but as the Christ, the Son of the living God? This is not something I can answer, and I suspect it is something that will continue to be debated in the halls of both science and spirituality. And maybe that's the point. Would we still be talking about the shroud if it could be proved one way or the other? Perhaps the real purpose of the shroud is as a catalyst, something which sparks a personal process of spiritual discovery where truths can only be revealed in the dimensions of consciousness in which it fully resides. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.